DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. The UK's Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg is warning that rebel lawmakers in the British Parliament could see the country leave the EU. The leader of the pro-Europe Liberal Democrats made the comment after a humiliating defeat for Prime Minister David Cameron in Parliament on Wednesday over demands for a cut to the EU budget. Cameron said he would fight for a freeze in spending. The opposition Labour Party sided with Tory rebels in a call for a tough budget cut. However, Clegg's message was loud and clear to the Eurosceptics.
But this idea that we should or could extract ourselves from the bulk of EU obligations is nonsensical. It is wishful thinking to suggest we could effectively give ourselves a free pass to undercut the single market.
Cameron wants the EU's long-term budget to rise in line with inflation. He's tried to smooth over a rebellion within his Conservative Party by saying he will seek a new settlement on ties with the EU and then hold a referendum. Deutsche Welle correspondent Birgit Maas is in London following events.
Officially, they say it's for austerity reasons that they cannot be seen to have budget cuts at home. There also needs to be an equivalent within the EU. But really, this is a very political and one could say opportunistic move. They clearly want to weaken the government and actually bring the Cameron government down.
The UK's Finance Minister George Osborne has also warned that they will veto any deal on the EU budget that would be bad for the UK taxpayer. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the threat of vetoes over the EU budget doesn't help bring about a solution. Proposals to reduce the 2014 to 2020 budget have disappointed some richer EU member states that want to cut their contributions further as they struggle to reduce their own debts. Merkel is visiting the UK next week to hold talks with Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron.
Next, I'm going to try and talk directly with David Cameron. We are in close contact with Britain, and Germany will do everything to find a solution.
Merkel pledged to find a budget deal during a meeting in Berlin with Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny. They both said they were in favour of reaching an agreement on the EU's long-term spending, which will be discussed at a Brussels summit late November. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle is in Mali for talks on how Europe can help the country's interim government regain control of the country. Westerwelle is meeting the leaders of Mali's transitional government in the capital Bamako. The African Union, the Economic Community of West African States and the UN are also discussing a possible military-led intervention to take back rebel-held areas. A Greek journalist accused of breaching data protection laws for publishing a list of more than 2,000 wealthy Greeks with Swiss bank accounts has been acquitted. An Athens court ruled on Thursday that 46-year-old Kostas Vaxavanis was innocent. In his defence, he accused politicians of hiding the truth and protecting an untouchable wealthy elite. German football club Dynamo Dresden is facing a possible ban after fans clashed during a match in Hanover. The German Football Federation is investigating the incident after around 1,400 Dresden supporters pressed against the gates at the ground. Some 300 then clashed with the police and delayed the game for 15 minutes after breaking into the AWD arena. Dresden fans later stormed the pitch after their team lost 4-3 on penalties. 9 people were injured and 18 were arrested. US President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail after the havoc caused by Hurricane Sandy in the New York region. On Wednesday, he visited New Jersey, which was badly hit by high winds and heavy rains during the storm. The Democrat president hasn't been to a campaign event since Saturday, when he returned to Washington to cope with the emergency situation caused by Sandy. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.